This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo, coming to you live from the Build Ford Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Pete Alonso, Juan Soto, Santander, Alex Bregman, Sean Manaea. These are all the names we're going to be talking about. Walker Buehler. I really do believe that, unfortunately, Pete Alonso is not going to be a Met any longer.
Then he's going to be a Yankee.
He may be.
He's going to be. If Juan Soto is in right field for the Mets, Pete Alonso is on first base for the Yankees. I'm telling you. I floated this to, I think, C-Mac, you know, the leader of the Yankee clubhouse around here.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
And I said, look, you want to spend $600 million on Juan Soto, fine. Great player. Deserves it. If he can get it, he's a free agent. He's turned down many mega deals, and this is his moment in the sun to get a 15-year deal, I guess. Oh, sounds like that's what Boris wants, which is nuts to me. Anyway, do you want to spend that $600 million on that guy for 15 years, or would you like to do like a five-year deal with Bregman at third base? He's 30 years old. Alonso at first base, he's 30 years old. And Santander, who I believe is 30 years old as well. And you could do five-year deals with all of those guys.
Yeah,
so that means you got three guys playing three positions, and you got one guy's going to hit you at least 50 home runs. You might have two guys in the lineup hitting you 50 home runs.
You might, or you might have a depreciating Pete Alonso.
Yeah, but now all of a sudden he's got protection.
I mean,
and you love protection in the lineup.
You have protection in the lineup's a big thing, man.
Yeah.
Huge thing.
I know he's not a contact hitter, but, man, I'll tell you what. You got three home run hitters back to back to back.
So
belly
I'm
to
assuming,
belly to belly.
I'm assuming that C-Mac, because I heard him driving in, I'm assuming that C-Mac said no, he would rather have Juan Soto, because I heard him tell a caller that, you know, just because you're spreading out that money doesn't mean that it's a smarter move than to go get the best player that is out there and available in Juan Soto.
Like, that's this exactly is the guy, what he said.
Right. This is the guy that you want to go get. I will say, though, that after the way that the World Series ended and the Yankee fan being sickened, let's put our Yankee fan shoes on for a second, all right?
Okay, yes.
If they lose Juan Soto to the Mets,
they got to get somebody.
And their answer is to bring in Pete Alonso, who is a Met that they have made fun of for I don't know how long. Polar bear, the guy's a doofus, he's not that good, he only cares about his home run derby.
Who
I don't know how
that?
Many Yankee fans. Every Yankee fan I know.
Yeah, but they'll love him. They'll
hold
love
on,
him.
Wait, put your Yankee fan shoes on for a second.
I'm not a Yankee
and
fan.
And they're bringing in Pete Alonso to replace Juan Soto and Alex Bregman, who was on the hated Houston Astros that you couldn't stand for the longest time.
Get over it.
That's going to be your offseason. The Yankee fan will be sick.
And Anthony Santander.
Who's an Ori? You're going to get three of them. Probably not.
Yeah,
you've got to
get three of them. I mean, are you going to spend $600 million on one guy? Or are you going to spend like $400 million on three guys?
I'm just telling you that a Yankee fan will not like that at all.
I'm not saying, but I'm just saying you got to have a fallback position. Because you're going to sit here and tell me that that Boris wants a 15-year deal for Juan Soto.
Oh, yeah.
So you could just, hey,
go
I'm
scratch.
Go scratch, man. I'm
go
sorry.
Go scratch your ass.
I think he's I don't know. I mean, he's a hitter. He's an okay fielder.
Right. What were you you were reading me like a
market values on SpotTrack market values.
Yeah, that was off the air. Do you have what it has there for Juan Soto's
yes,
market
values? Yes. Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Would you like to have the SpotTrack they compare him to other players that are free agents, you know, and it gives you kind of like a sense of what it would be minimal.
This is like when you look at your house on Zillow to see what it's worth.
The Zestimate.
Right. This is what it is. So 14 years, $513 million, $36 million per year is the SpotTrack market value number for Juan Soto. And we all know, according to you at least, because I sit next to you every day, that this is going to be bigger than this.
That's what is being reported.
Okay.
And that it could be $14 million a year more at the very least per season than that.
So now, you're saying 14 years at 50 million a year.
15 years at 50 million a year.
Oh, forget it.
I'm telling you, that's what it's going to at least start there.
Well, somebody will probably go there. I'm just saying, I'm not. That's all. And I think you got to, you know, if you're the Yankees, you got to find out whether or not you can do this and whether you want to do it. Because if you don't, if you can't do it, you can't be strung along. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
And you can't be used as the lever to be used against some other team. You got to figure out, do you want to be here or not? Here's what we're going to do for you. This is what we'd like to do for you. If this is not good enough, maybe we'll go an extra couple million a year, but that's it.
Yeah, I mean, can you see that headline? Juan Soto gets 15 years, $750 million.
And the comparable players that they compare him to and his numbers and everything else, obviously, are Anthony Rendon, Mike Trout, Aaron Judge, and Francisco Lindor. Those are the four players that SpotTrack is using as a market value judge or gauge to figure out what somebody's going to pay. But you and I both know we think it's going to be more than that, significantly more than that.
If it was that, I would sign me up in 2 seconds for $36.7 million per year
AAV,
for Juan Soto.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be incredible, but it's just not going to be that. Let's go to Kevin in Connecticut. What's going on, Kevin?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my phone call. So I had a question. If we lose Soto, then that frees up money. And would that give us enough money to then go after Bregman, move Jazz to second, get rid of Torres, and maybe bring up Dominguez in left and get rid of Verdugo?
Yeah, I mean, that I think is one of the common plans that's been floated out there, Kevin. If you lose Soto, is that Jazz would certainly move to second base and Bregman would be an option there. At third, I don't think Verdugo is going to...
Would you like the market value for Bregman?
Yeah, I just saw it because big numbers on your screen. But yeah, go for it.
$30 million per.
$30 million,
and it's looking like 4 years, $120 million.
I mean, he did not. I don't know.
And he is compared to Manny Machado, Chris Taylor, Matt Chapman.
He's a great defensive player. We know that. He's someone who is gritty.
Gotta have a gritty player, man.
But I mean,
he may not want to come to the Yankees anyway. He might want to just stay in Houston. No state tax. They're going to pay him that much money anyway. So they'll float him out there a little bit. But I would think he would prefer to stay with the Astros.
I mean, this is also not. I mean, we're talking about a significant. The Alex Bregman of 2018 and 2019 is not the Alex Bregman of today. And it's
he's still a solid baseball player.
No, he is.
He's an all-star.
He wasn't last year, but yeah. I mean, $30 million. See, these are the type of guys I really want to know now with this offseason that David Stern's going to spend money. How does he look at these guys? How does he look at the 30-year-old that is not producing like he was a few years ago?
I think you saw last year with the way that he went about building a pitching staff and what about the way of trying to formulate a bullpen. And then, you know, trying to figure out whether or not the guys that were left behind that he could actually get them to play better and get to the playoffs, which ultimately worked out for him.
Yeah, I mean, and that the pitchers are different too. I mean, I think that of course you want young players no matter where they are, but I mean, I think it's more about that regular everyday player that gets into his 30s, like the way that the NFL general managers look at the running backs. Like, how long are you going to pay those guys? How much are you going to pay those guys?
I got a guy for you.
You got a guy?
How about Teoscar Hernandez?
Yeah, I know he's going to be a free agent, obviously.
And how about him?
His regular season numbers. See, I mean, I saw him mostly. I didn't watch a lot of Dodgers baseball.
You didn't watch him when he was up at the...
he was at the Blue Jays for a long time, yeah. But he's been with the Dodgers now for a couple of years, right? So, yeah, I don't know. It's all going to be... You know, but these questions will be answered is when I find out that Juan Soto is or is not a Met.
Okay.
Then I'll be like, okay, let's get this guy, get that guy, get
this
guy.
So I heard that somebody this morning was talking about the Tampa Bay Rays are involved. I guess he's going to be worth more than the team now?
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Are they going to give him a piece of the team? I guess they're moving...
The dumbest thing ever.
They're also moving into a new stadium, right?
It's the dumbest thing ever. I actually think that that stuff gets floated out there, so the few fans that are Rays fans are like, oh, you know, maybe they'll get duped. But look, they're trying. Oh, they contacted Soto. Maybe they're trying to do something.
Be like when the Rangers signed Alex Rodriguez. Like, came out of nowhere.
Yeah, but the Rangers, I mean, that's a big market down there.
Yeah, right now it is. How about when they signed him? Remember how long ago that was?
Yeah, but it was still a large... I mean, that what is that
Arlington,
Dallas area? I mean, that's a top... Like, it's a top five media market, isn't it?
I would think so. And they were going into a new stadium at the time, I think.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's totally different than the Rays.
Well, the Rays are going to go into a new stadium.
Okay, but they're known for their frugality. That's what they are. It's the stupidest story in the world. He's not going to sniff that place.
So who are the other six teams then? Yankees, Mets, Dodgers.
Giants. Padres.
Padres, that's five. One more?
Blue Jays,
six.
Phillies? No?
I don't think so.
Why not?
That's a lot of do-re-mi, man.
Of course it is.
I mean, if you're sitting here telling me that he's going to get $50 million a year...
I'm only reacting to what the reports are. I'm not telling you anything. I have no friggin' clue what he's going to end up getting. I'm just reading that it sounds like to me that that's going to be a starting point. I mean, it may be.
I mean, the Yankees already have Cole, Judge, and Stanton. Right? And then they're wasting $18 million on Stroman.
I'm happy.
They're going to get rid of Glaber. Glaber's gone.
Yep.
Verdugo's going to be gone, most likely. Rizzo's gone. You know, they'll have some money, but the question that Brian Cashman's got to ask himself, is that guy out in right field going to make us a better team significantly if I can't add other aspects to our team?
Yeah, unless it's some sort of deferment situation like they did with Ohtani and freed up some money where it comes to the luxury tax. I don't know how they... I mean, that changed the way that we have to look at contracts forever. The fact that they pulled that off in the way that they did. So I'm sure that's going to be a template for others, especially in high tax states, right?
You would think so, but the Dodgers still had a 240 payroll tax.
Right, but they were able to finagle.
They made it better for Ohtani. They made it better for Ohtani. It's basically what happened because of the 14.2 income tax out there in California.
Right, but the number, if you were just to take his years and the money,
okay,
that number per year was less because of the deferments. It was still up there. I think it was still significant, but it wasn't what it fully would have been if they just paid him normally, like, whatever it was, $50 million a year, whatever he ended up getting. So, I mean, that's another way to kind of mess around with the luxury tax. Peter in Bayonne. What's going on, Peter?
Hello, guys. Long time, no talk. I'm just interested in the fan aspect of this. I see fan right behind you, between you guys, the logo. Why don't they just foot the whole bill for Soto, these big shots? We got to pay for that at the gate. Going to cost us a fortune to go to a game more than it already does. Let them pay for it. I belong to a gym that's going to expand. Our membership's going up. They're taking the risk, but we got to pay for it. I think that they should do something about that. Let them put the bill for Soto, $700 million. What's that? It's a drop in the bucket for most of these guys. And then our ticket prices will stay the same. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean,
who does he want to foot the bill?
I guess he wants the Yankees to pay the money and then not raise prices for tickets and concessions and make the fans have to make up the money profit-wise.
So he's looking for something for free.
Essentially, I guess.
He wants a subsidy. That's what it sounds like to me.
I mean, it's another one of these things that we talk about all the time. You don't have to go to these games. If it's too expensive or it doesn't work for you, you don't have to go. No one's holding a gun to your head and kidnapping you, throwing you into a van and saying, you got to go to the game today. Like, I know you want to go to the game, and maybe you had memories and nostalgia, but if it gets too expensive, that's a choice that you make. It's like, it's too expensive. Don't have to go. I don't want to go anymore. And that, honestly, is what's going to depress salaries is lack of TV money, which we're starting to see a dent in that, and also attendance. But everybody in New York is still going to go to these games if the teams are good. It doesn't matter. We're all going to be there. Every single one of us. The teams are good, we'll be there. We've shown that for decades and decades and decades.
It's America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
You know, that Shohei Ohtani contract that we were talking about, you know, the Dodgers and he found a loophole is what they did.
Oh, yeah.
And the question is, will other teams follow suit with Juan Soto? And it's not all that complicated, but just know that the present value deal of the Shohei Ohtani deal is about $460 million. He is basically being paid $2 million per year for 10 years. That's his salary that he is getting from the Dodgers. He then is taking $68 million for 10 years after this present deal is over. And the value in today's world, there's a discount rate to it. It hits to about $46 million a year on the luxury or the competitive balance tax,
mm-hmm.
otherwise known as the luxury tax.
Yeah, the CBT.
So the question is, will other players do what Shohei Ohtani did in this situation? Now, Shohei Ohtani makes a lot of money off the field. A lot of money. I don't know how much Juan Soto makes off the field.
Juan Soto!
Yeah. But if let's say he's making $20 million off the field somehow in endorsements, maybe.
Yeah.
Then he could come up with some sort of deal like this. Maybe. I don't know.
Well, if you listen to the women on The View, Shohei Ohtani's never going to see that money in the back end of the contract because the world's not going to be here.
What did they say now?
No, I don't know. Just very, very, very intense yesterday. Oh. You saw some of the clips, I'm sure.
No, I don't. I don't.
Oh, boy. I had to watch that.
You did? Why?
I had to. What do you mean? It's like listening to the post-game show when the Yankees get eliminated.
Okay,
no? Yeah. You got to listen to it.
That's a very good point, yes.
Can I play you something somewhat related?
Yeah, please.
Which is, just first of all, we're brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. And we're brought to you by Jack Pocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone. I got to be honest. I don't care if you like Trump, Biden, Harris. Don't matter. This to me was funny. This was Cardi B. Did you see this video?
This is great.
She is not happy, but that's not even what she's saying. She's basically saying just, well, let me just play it.
Yeah, I won. I know you're happy, whatever the f***. Ain't nobody acting like bitter losers. However, y'all need to leave me the f*** alone because I got one more f*** cigarette in me before I start lighting your asses up. And that's word to the United States of mother f***ing America. Yeah.
She's leaving Target.
She's leaving Target.
I can't believe that she walks through a Target. And maybe she did get, I don't know if she, idea if she was harassed or not, but she's walking out of a Target. Cardi B.
Yeah, so what's wrong with that? You think that?
Nothing. I would think
she'd get a lot of people coming up to her.
I think she'd get mobbed. No?
Yeah. Maybe she's got security with her. I don't know. But yeah, that was strange.
Like if Taylor Swift walks through Target, she's not getting through Target. I can't imagine she would either.
Yeah, I don't know. I walk through Target. I don't have a problem.
Well, where? Target in Manhattan? Or Target in Long Island?
If you walk through the Sayville Target,
yes.
I mean, it would be like John Lennon walking through the streets of Liverpool in 1964.
I don't see that.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, we saw you in New Orleans. People were throwing their beads at you.
Yeah, but that was a long time ago.
Not that long ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
I will be approached by God knows how many people.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. I can see that with him.
Yeah, I guess.
Cardi B. I love how the people... Like,
I mean, she put herself in the middle
of
that.
It was just, you took the words right out of my mouth. You got involved, it didn't go the way you wanted it to, and now everybody's coming after you because you got involved. So now you got to deal with that.
I thought it was a funny reaction.
It was, you know, it definitely was. The United States and mother effing America.
I thought it was creative. Hey, it was funny.
Unless she's making millions off of it. So,
well, yeah. I mean, this is also someone who was a stripper to a multi-million dollar pop star. Like, isn't that the American dream?
I guess it is.
Is that true? I didn't know that.
No, she's... This is... it's not like... she's talked about it. She was a stripper. Mm. And then she ended up having this great, very successful music career. So...
I would say so.
America's given her plenty.
How about that? You guys were talking about the baseball before all that. Just real quick, David Stearns was asked about, dealing with Yankees. Obviously, they're in competition with them, but here was his reaction in response to that.
From my perspective, I'm most focused on making the right decisions for the Mets, regardless of what any of our other 29 teams are doing, including the team that happens to be across the town. I think we have to make the right decisions for us, put ourselves in the best chance to compete continuously, and that's what I'm going to be focused on.
And then the big question will be, when do all the dominoes start to fall? Does everybody wait for Juan Soto, or do people start to make signings before that?
Well, I mean, it really comes down to what kind of contract he's going to get, man, because this, when you read into the Shohei Ohtani contract, and you know the Dodgers are going to be trying to do the same thing maybe with Juan Soto before the new CBA comes around, because I think once the CBA comes around, this is all going to change. But this is a unique situation with Ohtani just simply because of the amount of money he makes off the field. So a player would push all that money to future earnings, not only for tax reasons, but also to help the Dodgers sign other stars.
Week 10 in the NFL tonight, Bengals-Ravens to kick things off. We'll have it for you on The Fan. Here is Joe Burrow. His team at 4-5 now. If they win this game, be very much in the thick of things. He knows, though, very difficult.
When you play a divisional opponent on Thursday, it's a team you know. So you can... You know what you're going to see. You know the patterns of the coverages and the safeties. You know, for the most part, what works well, what doesn't.
Two teams that are very familiar with one another. You had the Ravens, who started 0-2 with two very difficult losses, but they've won 6 of 7 since. It's still amazing. They lost to the Raiders that game in Baltimore, but they are 6-3 and playing very good football. Brian Branch of the Lions, he was ejected in Green Bay. You remember the hit that got him tossed. When he was tossed, he was seen and shown giving the Packer fans the finger because I think he was being booed off the field into the locker room. Here was Branch yesterday.
That's not something like I wanted to, you know, show, like, I guess people to, like, notice me as that. And I feel like that was just a heating moment for me. And, you know, I apologize to everybody that's seen that. And that won't happen again.
And how about his thoughts on the play? Flagged, ejected, what did he think?
No, I most definitely agree with the call. I feel like my target was obviously high, but that was never my intentions to, you know, aim for the head. But moving forward, I do have to move my target down.
How about that answer?
Yeah, I think he's pretty practical about it.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate because, you know, sometimes these guys have to lay themselves out before the receiver actually. How does he know where the receiver's going to
be? That's been a big thing. You know, it's lowering the target area and having to deal with that. Here's a trend I'm seeing more and more. He, you know, in the video, he's got his mouthpiece stuck in the top of his helmet.
Yeah, these guys don't wear it.
Right. So, and then a lot of them have it hanging from their face masks.
Some of them have two of them.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, what? Why even have it if you're just going to be hanging? And then there was one I could tell. It was actually, I believe it was Jordan Addison, but I was watching the Viking game, where he had his mouthpiece hanging when it was a run play. But then he put it in for a pass play. And I was like, somebody better pick up on that and get him to stop doing that. Because he was like, oh, crap, you know, I might be getting hit over the middle here. Let me put my mouth
like tipping pitches.
Yeah.
Very much
so. Exactly.
And there was a play last week, too, and I forget which safety did it. But there was no penalty called, and it looked very, very similar. Maybe it was the Chief game. I'm trying to think which game it was. But it was very similar to the play that we were just talking about for the Lions. And nothing happened. Nothing was called. I think it was the Chief safety. Maybe against the Buccaneers?
I don't know. Not sure.
And again, it was a very, like, they look the same. They look similar, but one guy gets thrown out of the game, and the other guy, there's no penalty, nothing.
Yep.
Inconsistencies.
Just to keep it with football, to wrap things up, college football, Oklahoma State head coach Mike Gundy posted an apology to social media for comments he made during Monday's news conference about Oklahoma State fans who have been critical of the way the season has unfolded. So I broke this up into a few clips. Number one, here's where he starts talking about, yeah, a rare bad season, and yet people around here seem to be losing their minds.
Unfortunately, in life, most people are weak. And as soon as things start to not go as good as what they thought, they fall apart and they panic. And then they want to point the finger and blame other people. That you see it happen in everyday life. People do it all the time.
Right. He goes on to say this is really a societal problem, not just sports.
That's why I refuse to watch the TV and watch the news, because I get tired of people complaining and bitching about this and that versus just doing something about it and trying to figure out a way to make it better.
As he kept going and going, he essentially says people are a mess.
And in most cases, the people that are negative and voicing their opinion are the same ones that can't pay their own bills. They're not taking care of themselves. They're not taking care of their own family. They're not taking care of their own job. But they have an obligation to speak out and complain about others because it makes them feel better.
Now, as if that wasn't enough, and furthermore,
then in the end, when they go to bed at night, they're the same failure that they were before they said anything negative about anybody else.
Truth bombs, Jerry.
It's crazy to take it that far, man.
Well, but it is. It's college football, man. It's Oklahoma State.
I just love how anybody who's criticizing me is a total failure, can't take care of their family, and goes to bed at night knowing they're a loser.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Then in the end, when they go to bed at night, they're the same failure that they were before they said anything negative about anybody else.
That is pretty
funny.
That's
got to piss off a booster, though, right?
Of course it
does.
I
mean, like, you know, someone who has been...
Well, it's got to piss off the president of the university. Maybe the athletic director would be a little upset at that. I understand, like, he's feeling the intensity. That's coaching.
I get
that's
his
coaching
point,
at
though,
that level.
But I understand his point, though, too, and that's so much success for so long. It's like, all right, we
How
hit.
Many national championships? I mean, these people, not, you know, that's really...
And who's the oil guy who, gave, you know, they built the stadium?
T-Boone Pickens?
There
Sounds
you go.
Right.
So if he's got if that guy has got his back, he can say whatever the hell he wants.
That is true.
T-Boone Pickens still alive?
I you know, that's a good question. I kind of feel like they gave him a lot of money to stay there, so I don't think he's going anywhere. I think he feels pretty secure about what he's done and what's
dead.
He is dead.
Yeah, T-Boone Pickens, he was the guy who gave all the money, but he died all the way back in 2019.
Mm.
I mean, you know, they are 0-6 in the Big 12. ain't good.
No, not bad. No, it's not. Not
but he's done a lot there with it, right. You know, and it's Oklahoma State. It's not Oklahoma, and he's done very well there.
Yeah, he has. But again, they're in last place in the Big 12
this year.
What's that?
Just this year.
Yeah.
They're usually pretty competitive. So
he's reacting to what their record is and what people are saying about his team and him.
Probably under fire like crazy every day.
100%. Yeah.
But, and wasn't he the one that talked about putting the
QR code on the helmet?
QR code.
It was
him. Correct. Helmets, yes. Correct.
I don't think they've done that, but I mean, it's a creative idea to generate more money for the athletes. The Hawks beat the Knicks 121-116. The Knicks did have a 5-point lead with about 2.5 to go, but were outscored 16-6 down the stretch. Tom Thibodeau knows a recipe for disaster. 15 turnovers. Can't do it.
Yeah. Yeah. So usually we do a pretty good job in that area, and we did it tonight.
And here was Dyson Daniels, who defended Jalen Brunson a lot of the night. Brunson went 8 of 18, 21 points.
No, it was good fun, you know, going against a guy like him, super crafty guy. You get to anything, three-level score. So, you know, try to make it tough on him all night, you know, pick him up a little bit, you know, getting him, you know, stay down on his shot fakes and stuff. So, the game plan was to try to make it tough for him tonight.
And they did. And a really good night for the number one draft pick, Zachary Richechet, who had 33 points to lead Atlanta to the win. The Warriors beat the Celtics 118-112. So, Jason Tatum, you got to see Steve Kerr. Were you playing with a little bit of a chip on your shoulder, even though you did lose?
It wasn't on my mind. Just another Wednesday, another game, another opportunity to come in and try to be the best player I can be.
He did have 32, but they did lose. Steph Curry had 27, Andrew Wiggins with 16. And the Clippers beat the 76ers of note because Paul George was back in Los Angeles. He's now a member of Philadelphia. Sixers do lose the game. Norman Powell had 26, but the story here was the fact that the Clipper fan base booed George on this night, and he was asked about it in the postgame.
After 5 years here, playing your heart out for them, like, does that bother you at all?
I mean, you know, it's stupid. I was a free agent. You know what I mean? I was a free agent. It wasn't something that I, you know, demanded a trade or, you know, went against the team here. Like, I was a free agent. The team presented something that was team-friendly.
And so he went out, shopped himself, and got himself a better deal. He also acknowledges, though, while he was booed, he also realizes it wasn't everybody in the building.
There was the cheers. I appreciate them. Those were the ones that I played hard for. The boos, I didn't get it. I still don't get it when I go to Indy. But it is what it is. It's sports. You know, that's what's in sports. So, look forward to next year being back here. And, more booze.
And to the failures.
Then in the end, when they go to bed at night, they're the same failure that they were before they said anything negative about anybody else.
Sounds a little bit different there.
Yeah, I think that was a pretty good take by him, actually.
I would say so.
Like, hey, look, man, the team offered me a team-friendly deal. I went and shot myself, got a better deal for me and my family. Then you want to boo me? Boo me. I don't care.
That is true. Number 25, Rutgers beat Wagner in their opener, 75-52. UConn easy over Sacred Heart, 92-56, right after they raised their championship banner. And a really good road win for Columbia at Villanova, 90-80.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
What's
do you ever have like a moment of, you're like, what exactly is going on? You take stock type of thing.
Okay, so what happened?
I was just taking stock of it was I'm scrolling in the break on TikTok.
Okay,
and the things that were just fed to me. I went from like the most serious. It was like the most serious abortion discussion you could possibly have, and people breaking down the laws and the states and everything else. And then I scrolled up after that, and there was this Indian man singing to his cat, "Good morning to the cutie pie, looking very nice. Good morning to the cutie pie." And then I got like into his whole thing, and then watched him sing to his cat over and over again, and then I was in this world, and then you walked in. I was like, "Oh, we're doing the show today."
That's right. We got to do sports.
Alan, I want to hear that. If you could pop that up.
Yeah. Good morning to the cutie pie. Hold on. I got to find it now. Scrolling back, I'll get it. You'll see. 1 second. Oh, here we go.
Good morning to the cutie pie.
Looking very nice. Good morning to the cutie pie.
And
best part is look at the cat.
Hold on, there's another one. He was like a hair, dare, lemon head. What do you say?
Oh, I gotta find that one.
Juicy, juicy mango. You are looking very nice. Sugar muffin.
He's happy.
Yeah, no, I
mean,
I know.
Let me ask you a question. You open that up. I mean, that makes you laugh.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
The other stuff is just like hits you over the head. It's just everything's so negative.
Yeah. No, of course.
What did the cat look like?
Oh, it's a really cute cat.
It's a cutie pie.
But was he reacting?
No. It just stands there. I got to find the lemon head one now if I can find that one. Oh, because that one might be my favorite. He goes, hey, little lemon head, what do you say? I can't find it now. But anyway, I'll find it at some point. But yeah, but so like that's what I was doing in the break was that. And then I was like, you came back in and I was like, what? Yeah. Like, who am I and what am I doing?
Yeah, what a big difference. Like in a break, last break or two breaks ago, I was breaking down Shohei Ohtani's contract.
Right.
You know,
yeah, yeah.
Trying to explain, you know, how things can be manipulated in order to get through a loophole so the Dodgers could actually sign some more star players. You're over there with your cutie pie.
Yep.
Yeah, well, good for you.
Yeah, that's the lemon head. No, it's not it. God, I want to give this one to you before we move on. Because it's that good. And it might be like the new dance party with Beyonce one. Like, that's how good it was. And it's already stuck in my head. All right. I'll find it for you, I promise you. But that good morning cutie pie is one thing. And then when he ends with the ting-a-ling-a-ling-a, ting-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
Yes.
Ting-a-ling-a-ling-a, ting-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. Good morning to the cutie pie.
Ting-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
You know what? I'm going to open the show tomorrow on the Feel Good Friday tomorrow. I'm just going to look at you and go, good morning to the cutie pie. Looking very nice. Good morning to the cutie pie. Ting-a-ling-a-ling-a, ting-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. Ting-a-ling-a-ling-a, ting-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. Don in Milford. What's going on, Don?
Guys, what's up?
Hey, Don.
Hey, Donnie, what's happening, brother?
Last time I talked to you, Boomer, was on opening night in the Knicks, and I gave you a pass. You were being very apologetic. But now I really have to call you out for being a bleeding heart, liberal, woke Knicks fan who will not hold the coach or any of the players accountable. Like I said, last time we talked, we were blaming the game of basketball for the Knicks being bad at basketball. And I just need you to, you know, you played basketball. Boomer, you were tall. Obviously, you played basketball.
Yes,
played
I did play basketball.
Defense.
I was a very good basketball player, by
defense.
The way. I did.
So I know you know what you're looking at.
Yes.
But you won't say it.
Well, here's the thing. I just, you know, Don, I just want, these players need space. They need time.
Yeah,
they have to develop.
Boomer. Whoa. Oh, my God.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
Just let me
get in 20 games, and then we'll start screaming at him, please. I'm not going to start screaming at him right now. That's all.
I got it. Here we go. This is what I say to...
Hello there, lemon head. What do you say? Sweet sugar beauty. You're looking like a cutie. Sweet sugar beauty. You're looking like a cutie. Hello there, lemon head. What do you say? Sweet sugar beauty.
It's got like bongos with this one here.
Sweet sugar beauty. You're looking like a cutie.
How many followers?
How many followers? Yes.
Let's see. The follower count, 84,000. Only 84,000. 5.5 million likes. But why TikTok decided to deliver that to me after the abortion conversation, I just don't know.
Maybe they thought you needed.
Yeah, you needed something a little happiness in your life.
Hey there, lemon head, what do you say?
See, look at you. You're laughing. You're having a good time. It's all good. It had the suggested effect that your algorithm sent you.
Now, I don't know. Like, I'm assuming that's this guy and his cat. I mean, I it could be something else. But if he's really doing that, or maybe like they took the audio from somewhere else and then they're putting it with the cat video. But if this guy's really waking up in the morning with his bongos and singing to his cat like that, I mean, I would love to wake up with that type of positive energy.
And sing to Elvis?
Well, no, I can't sing to anybody because it's dark in the house and everybody's sleeping. But just think about that. Usually I wake up, I'll like sit on the end of the bed and I'll be like, oh my God. Like driving to the goddamn
You're fumbling around in the dark.
Yeah, like grabbing clothes, farting, tripping over stuff. Like, imagine if we woke up, we're like, hey, Daddy Lemon, hey, what do you say? Fix your good beauty. Yeah, that'd be great.
I can't. You know,
just,
I know.
Like, skip into the shower.
Good skip morning, into the shower.
Get a cutie
okay.
pie.
Wow.
Looking very nice.
You're going to be okay?
I don't know. Actually, I really don't know.
I think you're affected by a lot of things the last couple of days, and I understand that a lot of people out there are. Think you're going to be okay?
No. I'm fine with that.
Right, things are going to be. You can't listen to everything that everybody is saying these days.
No,
I have
no
idea what they're talking about half the time.
No, I'm certainly not Jimmy Kimmel or Stephen Colbert or Jimmy Fallon and those people on The View who thought that the world was going to end. No.
Well, they can go back to their $20 million houses and don't have to worry about anything and get into their chauffeur-driven cars and go out to dinner every night. They can do all that stuff. They'll be okay. They'll be fine.
I'm like, I don't know. Never mind. I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
I'm not going to do it. I was going to say something, and I'm just going to stop.
Okay.
Because I don't want to fight that stupidity that people, with some of the things that they're saying and they think is going to happen, that's not going to happen. It's just not happening.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.